Perry and the Pink Kool-Aid. I feel like a mama pit bull watching over the wallets of her online readers. I don't want to see any more of you throw your precious money down the proverbial drain, so here goes. Well, the universe must have been listening. Last week I wrote about how online business is not just a matter of pushing an easy button, and one of two things happened. Either number one, there was some strange energy wafting through the atmosphere that awakened several gurus to the number of people getting ripped off in the industry. Or number two, like when you buy a new white XYZ car, suddenly you see them on every highway and every driveway and parked in every parking slot at the mall. Yet you thought you were buying something out of the ordinary. I saw all sorts of people decrying how mean and awful the online arena can be. And today I read an article that told me I had to write about the topic again. An email popped up in my mailbox this morning. It linked to an article by Perry Marshall about Kool-Aid drinkers, and he said all the right things. So I'm linking to that article with two direct comments. First, Perry is known for being an all-around good guy. And second, I know nothing about the product he's endorsing, so I leave it entirely to the reader's discretion to decide if any further action is warranted. What I most want to do is dedicate just one more week's article to the theme of online business because the response to last week's article was so strong. Rather than reinvent the wheel, I decided to summarize what Perry said, in case 2,168 words are too many to read in one sitting, and to give him full credit for this content. Here's what his email said his article was about. Quote, "Today I'm going to give you some straight talk about number one, how ordinary, real people get scammed out of their money online, and number two, how ordinary, real people actually make money online, or in any new business for that matter." Unquote. And here are 10 things I gleaned from his article. Number one, you can make a little money as an affiliate marketer selling other people's products, but it will never make you rich. Number two, too many people try to be in the how to make money on the internet niche without the online skills to compete with the big dogs, and they own the niche. Number three, how you're taught to make it in that niche is the equivalent of a glorified chain letter, with everyone looking for new newbies to throw into the chum machine. Number four, if you haven't succeeded at something, you have no right to try to teach others how to succeed at it either. Number five, the A-level marketing and make money experts are happy to take your money, although they know you'll likely just be another statistic, because they feel if they don't take your money, someone else will, and they're probably right. Number six, knocking off other people's concepts or products only works for so long, even if you're doing it at a lower price. Number seven, before you suit up to make $1 million online, follow the solid, sustainable steps to make your first dollar there. Then repeat, improve, repeat. Number eight, capitalize on your own individuality rather than buy into a prepackaged business where you're just one of many doing the same thing. Number nine, be sure you are totally inside your potential customers' heads and that you really know your subject. Otherwise, you'll miss your mark in the marketing, or eventually you'll be abandoned for being a lightweight. And number 10, if you fail over and over again at some endeavor, and just thinking about it makes your stomach turn, let it go. Something in your formula is obviously wrong. Stop, clear your head, and reassess where to put your energies. And if you decide to continue doing something online, lastly, Perry shares a simple but thorough exercise you can use to figure out what you truly love, know a lot about, and will never get bored teaching and or selling. As he says, quote, "From that you can form a USP, that's a unique selling proposition, determine something unique to sell, have a ready-made understanding of the customers who buy that sort of thing, and have a much easier go of it." If this article tweaked any concerns about what you're doing to build a business online today, let us know in the comments section below. There's no reason for false pride here. After all, we can all learn from one another.